several little letters here that look like they've been right from a catalog. One we received last year was the little boy had a list of the items that he needed, but it was also, please take my brother Freddie back with you.
Kathy says if there's anything valuable in the letters, the post office tries to send it back to parents or else it goes up for auction. And like all mail with insufficient addresses, those headed for the North Pole stay with the pile of undeliverable mail for a year, just in time for a new batch. I'm Jeannie Becker.
Solid gold, pure gold. Follow the rainbow,
follow the rainbow,
and you could find, a pot of gold,
pot of gold
that's waiting there.
Waiting there,
a pot of gold,
pot of gold,
pottery,
pottery
could make your dream become reality. The pot of gold lottery. It's a brand new way to turn your dreams into reality. $100,000 in pure, solid gold. Just follow the rainbow to your nearest ticket outlet, put down a dollar, and pick up a chance. There's 100,000 ways to win in the pot of gold lottery, from free tickets to the instant lucky strike or the grand prize. And you'll be helping others, too, by supporting the Northern Charities. So pick up a chance to win $100,000 in pure, solid gold, tax-free. Put down your dollar.
Put down the dollar.
Take up a dream.
Take up a dream.
The pot of gold.
Ooh.
Pot of gold lottery. The pot of gold lottery. First draw, New Year's Day.
Pot of gold.
Here's an expert to describe the toys Zellers has on sale this week, like R2-D2, Darth Vader, and C-3PO model kits $1.97 each. Jumbo Color Book and Buddy L 57 Chevy $1.97 each. Star Wars X-Wing Fighter Kit just $2.97. Parker's Goofy Faces and Dinosaurs Play-Doh $2.97 each. Buddy L Sunoco Tank Truck and Pepsi Truck just $8.97 each. Zeller's low toy prices are making headlines this year.
Chum weather, there's a winter storm warning in effect. We'll have snow today. It will end this afternoon, up to 3.5 inches in town. It will turn much colder and windy. We'll have northwest winds gusting to 50 miles an hour. Blowing and drifting tonight. Christmas Day, sunny, cold, chance of a flurry. Boxing Day, partly cloudy, a little milder. It should be about freezing this morning, dropping to minus 15. That's 5 Fahrenheit tonight. And by this time tomorrow morning, it should be down to minus 21 Celsius or 5 below Fahrenheit. Right now, it is minus 3 in the city, and we have a special visitor on the line. Hal Anthony in Ottawa.
Good morning, Dick.
You've called in to say hello to Jay, have you, Hal?
I've called in to say hello to Jay.
Are you guys going to do a newscast now or what?
I mean, well, at noon we'll be on.
No, but
we'll
noon.
Be on at noon, Jay.
Yeah, hi, how are you, Hal?
I'm fine.
How are things in Ottawa? Boring?
Oh, fine. Jay, I was just listening to Dick on the weather, and I think it just may be that you people are a little worse off than we are this Christmas.
You really think that, huh?
It's cold down there.
Have you checked the MPs?
Jay, how are you?
I'm just fine, Hal. It's really neat talking with you. I think I met you the other night. That's the first time. It's nice of you to call and waste the company money.
Well, I know you from listening to you on the radio, Jay.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's different. Hal, thank you so much for calling. That's really, really neat.
A great pleasure and the best of everything.
Hal, can you stay?
I want to tell you something. I didn't have time to get you anything, but I have Santa on my show in Ottawa this afternoon.
You do, huh?
I am having a special word about you with him.
You are?
Yes.
In Ottawa?
In Ottawa, but
oh,
of course
my
he'll
Dan.
Be in Toronto.
I'll take a trip up there. Hal, can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
It's company money. I want to audition a sportscaster. We're always looking for new talent, and we got a kid here this morning. No, we got a kid here this morning who knows how to pop a corkscrew, and he knows how to buy $1.29 Mickeys, and he's here now. Go ahead. Just read what I put in front of you. We'll do an audition on the air. What the heck, huh? This is show business, huh? Go ahead. Take it away. Just give your don't give your name until the end. You say down here, this is so-and-so reporting, and then you do it, okay? So take it from the top. Go ahead.
Well, Jay, the Leafs embarrassed themselves last night. Low point this season, losing 7-2 to the Hartford Whalers.
Wait a minute. You're editorializing, kid.
Oh, I see.
You take it from the top. Read it like it's written, okay? Go ahead.
Like Dick reads it.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't ad-lib it, okay?
Winnipeg Jets have done it. They've ended the longest winless streak in the NHL history. Jets beating Colorado Rockies last night 5-4 for their first victory since October the 17th. Winnipeg had gone 30 straight games.
Okay, not bad.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Can I cut in here for a second?
Yeah.
You're overemphasizing your personality. Sports is a thing that is
what
dull.
Personality?
No. It's you have to be straight on this. And do a Smythe read, okay? Thank you.
You want to borrow my pipe?
In other rotten American football action, the National Football League games.
Oh,
Detroit.
See, you can't. Don't editorialize.
Oh, I see.
I know what Dick would say, but kid, you want a job? Read it.
In other NHL action, Hartford blasted Toronto 7-2, Montreal, Quebec a 2-2 tie. The Expos have been named Canadian Team of the Year for the second straight year. It should have been the Edmonton Eskimos. Three more baseball free agents have found new teams.
No, wait a minute. Wait. You're not taking a break between the football and the baseball. I mean, I'm running into things here like I think everything is the same. You want to take it again from the top, please. Say yesterday in sports and then do it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Yesterday in sports.
Hold on, son. Roll tape, please. Okay, we're rolling tape. Thank you. Go.
Yesterday in sports,
not
the Winnipeg
bad,
Jets
not bad,
ended
not,
one of
wait,
the longest.
Whoa. Cut. It has to be yesterday in sports. I mean, you have to make the people
yesterday
believe that it actually happened yesterday, okay? Roll it.
Yesterday in sports, the Winnipeg Jets ended the longest winless streak in the NHL's history, beating the Colorado Rockies last night by a score of 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm pausing. As you see, I'm going into baseball.
Yeah, that's good.
Montreal Expos have been named Canadian Team of the Year for the second straight time, and Blue Jays third baseman Roy Howell is signed with
Milwaukee. See, you're rolling things, kid.
See, I never had a lot of time.
Just give your name and where you're working. Okay, give your name and where you're working now. We'll put it on tape, and then we can put it in the file.
My name is Brian Williams.
Yeah, where are you working now?
At last report, it was a CBC.
And you do the 6 o'clock sports thing?
Right.
Yeah. Look, son, I'll tell you, quite frankly, your dad's a doctor, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would I would seriously think of Benison, really. Brian, I've watched your thing on CBC.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Good to be here, Jay.
And doing your audition.
You emceed my wedding. That $25 fee still stands. I hope now, though, you charge $35.
No, I'm at $27.50. I'm in the Mike Darrell League now. $27.50. Bar mitzvah wedding, they're all the same.
Hal Anthony, are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line.
Hal, you're still not
applying there.
You still can you use him in Ottawa?
Well, maybe we could.
You probably could, huh?
Send the tape up.
Send the tape up.
Al, listen, I'm 46.
How are you, Brian?
I grew up in high school listening to this guy on the radio. It's I'm happy for him today, but I tell you, I think I speak for many, many people my age in their mid-30s that we are very sad today.
Al, put the Grecian formula cap back on. It's drying out, and I'll see you later.
Okay, Al, I'll talk to you at noon. Thanks.
In life for free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money, that's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I want money. Everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.
I'm on the air.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it.
He said, Bob, can you talk here? Jay's not back.
Hold on a second.
All right, let's just switch around.
Move over there. Okay.
I'll give you the headset.
Okay.
Okay, I got the headset. Okay, I'm back here in the old chair, the old chair, the old chair.
Oh, dear, that was frightening.
Huh?
It's like coming home.
Is it really?
Oh, man.
Bob McAdory, Global Television, is here with me. And Bob is, well, we've spent many times, many...
Yes, we've had a few times together.
The guy's got some orange juice for you. Hans,
oh, really?
Hans the Wurst from the
Sheraton
has got some orange juice. Wait a minute. You got a bigger orange juice than I have.
Okay, we can
switch. This is my day. I'm taking my orange juice. Okay.
All right.
I feel like Dean Martin on a bad night.
I had to come in. And I've been listening all morning, man.
You
this
have?
Is real fun radio. This
you know
is
what
the
sun has gone and done? Look what they've done.
I've got you're opening another...
Look at that. Do you believe that?
Oh, that's a...
That's the ad.
Framed?
They did a full page in the Sun this morning.
Yeah.
Which is dynamite. Linda Ruddy is here from the Sun, who could be a sunshine girl herself. Because for about 3 years now, or 2 years, I've been one of the judges of the Sunshine Girls. This girl could have been in the contest. And you know what she did? She married Ron Bass from the Toronto Star.
Oh, no.
Yes. That is a no-no in the business. You don't marry the competition.
Well,
I imagine
Jay,
they go home and...
You certainly deserve that full-page spread, and you deserve that ad. 17 years. It takes a lot of courage to get on the air every morning and display countless personality flaws and, you know, widen your circle.
You're
a
swell, Bob. You're a lot of laughs.
Now, I was thinking, you were talking about earlier, but we should open up our own radio station. And I have been talking to my lawyer about that.
Yeah.
And we could do something in my hometown, the voice of glorious
Gormley. Gormley?
Gormley, Gateway to Mount Elbert.
Gormley, yeah. Let's see what we could do up there. How about an all-Ukrainian talk station?
I think that's a format nobody else has thought about.
Nobody's thought about that, and the CRTC would really approve it immediately.
Well, he was talking to me about that, too, the CRTC's. Now, you both have experience in broadcasting.
Exactly. Okay, wait, let me mark this
you're
stuff down, Bob.
You're not rich,
wait,
but you're both solvent,
okay,
so raising money
okay,
would be
wait,
no problem.
Okay, we're both
what he was worried about was the public moral standards, and he particularly mentioned the old days at the CNA with you and me and Chatter, the chum chimp, you know that?
Ixnay, Clyde.
No, it was referred to in polite circles as left fair to chimpanzee, and I told him it was nothing, you know, just a couple of honeydews, a couple of hot dogs, a couple of laughs. It was nothing serious.
Bob, you're really ruining the show, you know that? No, really, I wouldn't say that to anybody, but you're ruining it. You're ruining the whole morning. We've gone here almost 3.5 hours with taste and class, and now you come in and
ruin
it.
And I show up after...
Bestiality is not really in our... That's not our bag.
It wasn't that way. There was talk when you walked down the CNA midway hand-in-hand with Chatter, but it was a cloudy day. You had sunglasses.
Do you know he was really cute?
He was. He looked like a lot of ladies who walked down the midway.
He had the most... No, one lady from Buffalo looked better than he did, but not too much. And he had the most magnificent eyes...
And
I think
a friendly
ever.
Little rascal, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, and he had a cute way of toasting, you know, when you held a champagne glass. Can we do that
Champlain?
Here? Champlain? Champlain, yes.
Have some champagne, Jay. What the hell? It's
There's
your last
a Canadian
morning.
Name.
That is good.
Okay, we're doing you know what we got for you? We got a jingle. Is he going to be able to hear this? If I turn the mic off, I guess he will. Okay, we got a jingle that I think you might enjoy.
Really?
You may not. You haven't enjoyed it so far, so you may not enjoy the jingle.
Okay.
But let's hear the jingle.
He's a go-go, Bob McAdory. C-H-U-M 1050 Toronto.
Oh, dear.
Does that drag you down or what?
No, let's
make your tweed suit look new. I saw you on Global yesterday. I watched the noon package. That's really neat. Are you going to go back and do it for live? Tomorrow's live, right? You're going to do it for real?
Why don't you come up and do it today?
I'd love to do it. I really would.
No, yeah. I'm serious. Can you come in for
are you kidding? I'd fall off the stool. Are you kidding? No, I'd love to do it. I'd love to do it.
With
you and me on Global and Al Dubin in the lobby. That'd be great. That'd be really hilarious. You went out to California and did all these movie interviews you were talking about yesterday. You talked with Madeline Kahn. You talked with Gene Wilder.
Bob Newhart.
Newhart? You said Bob Newhart's just the kind of guy he is?
Yeah.
I hope you'll say that to me about me when you talk about
when
me.
When I leave here.
You'll be kind. Yeah. What was your last day at Chum like?
I don't remember. Do you know that?
Yeah, I remember it.
Canadian wine.
Yeah, I think it was Canadian wine, some Niagara Falls bingo.
Yeah. The girls at the ports.
And a boot out the door, I think that's how it was.
Okay. The girls at the ports come up and did something, or when it was the ports of call, as
That's
I remember.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the Last Chance Saloon. They come up and really sent you away in style, Bob. Yes.
Chatter wasn't here, though.
No, Carter. Of course not. What do you think to this bestiality thing? Go get on your pony and get out of here. No, listen, Bob, thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, my pleasure. Will you be up at noon?
Do you really want me on the noon packet?
Yeah.
I don't know how I can approach that.
This is the end of an era. We'll just sit down and talk.
I don't understand that. I'm not dying. You know, I'm not dead.
You're always the last to know, aren't you?
I'm always the last to know, yeah.
We haven't told you something,
yeah,
Jay.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. I know my breath is not too great, but I'm not dead.
That doesn't come over on television.
That doesn't
your
go over.
Your nose will.
My nose will, of course. But seriously, Bob, it's been really deep trouble. No, thank you so much for stopping by. It's
my pleasure.
I haven't seen you since the lawyers.
See, that's why we should open this radio station.
Get out of here!
I mean, we're natural business partners. Remember the Jungle J. Bob McAdory Raceway?
Ex-Nick, Clyde, I threw away the record
car
yesterday.
Racing.
Yeah, it would have been a big
the recreation
hit.
Of the century, and we're in on the ground floor.
And outdoor. That's where he made the mistake, I think. Okay, Duff Roman's got something.
Cue
okay.
another non-entity, Jay. Another nobody on the line here.
We have a nobody on the line.
Eggleton. Art Eggleton.
The mayor? Which line is he on?
This one. That one?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Art. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You're having a great time today?
I don't know, officer. What time is it? It's nice to talk to the mayor of the North American city of the future.
Well, that I'll tell you, it's nice to be mayor of the
I'll bet you're just pleased.
You're entering on a new career. I'm entering on a new career.
You certainly are.
And
Art,
I'm enjoying it.
Art, have you changed your hairstyle?
No.
You haven't, huh?
No.
McAdory's got his all fuzzy.
I continually put my finger in a socket, and it really, really curls up.
Yeah, McAdory looks like James Brown after a bad night.
That's right. That's right. Did he copy me, or did I copy him?
I think he copied you, Art. Listen, I want to thank you for calling this morning, and Duff has something here.
Mayor, if I can, I would like to read the letter, the proclamation that you issued to Jay Nelson. May I do that?
Please do.
This is from the mayor to Jay Nelson. My colleagues on City Council join with me in paying tribute to you for the considerable contribution you've made to this community. On December 1st, 1963, people were awakened by Jungle J. Nelson and have enjoyed your wit and personality since that time. I wish you every success in your upcoming ventures with radio and television, as I know you have much to offer in both areas. Good luck and good health. Sincerely, Art Eggleton, Mayor of Toronto.
Art?
Yes, Jay.
Can I say, on behalf of the bank manager, no, that's really, really nice. I'm going to have that framed. And
you've been a big hit in Toronto, and I know you've got many listeners, thousands of listeners that you've been waking up every morning, and many fans out there. And, I'm delighted that you came from Buffalo. Buffalo's loss is Toronto's gain, and I'm very happy that you're in this city and going to stay in this city.
Well, I had to come here. I had to come here from Buffalo. The house burned down, so
okay.
It was one of those things. It's a little fast-paced joke. Art, thank you so much for calling, and I really appreciate your effort, and I love the letter and everything.
Get him to fix the ticket, Jay.
Pardon?
Fix the ticket. Okay.
No, don't worry.
Thanks again, and may I wish you and all your listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Art, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Are you trying to tell this old acquaintance something?
Yep.
Gee, I thought our relationship was really...
No, has nothing to do with us. It's our friends.
You don't like our friends?
No, I mean, the holidays are here. Our friends will be stopping over. Some of them like lager, some of them like ale. What are we going to serve?
We'll buy a party case. Labatt's party case, blue and 50 in one. Oh, I thought we had problems for a minute. Blue and 50 are really popular. That should take care of our friends. Hey, we'll even take a party case to the parties we're invited to.
Have we been invited to a lot of parties?
No.
A few?
Well, one.
One?
Yeah. Tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
Labatt's party case. Together, Blue and 50 are Canada's most popular beers. It's a great way to take care of your friends, whether they're coming or you're going.
Come on, let's go.
Oh my gosh.
Breaking away to be with you. Living the way my good friends do. Giving it all complete.
$10, a sealed package of five Cash for Life tickets gives a Christmas chance at $1 million or more. $1,000 a month for life. A 1981 Ford Escort GLX, 1981 Mercury Lynx, and hundreds of thousands of other prizes. You can win instantly or win big in the January 3rd draw.
Just walk in the store and then be a man. A Cash for Life chance with a helping hand.
Yes, a likely story. I don't even have... Oh, yes, here it is. It says, supporting the Ontario Society for Crippled Children. Okay, I have a lady with me this morning. It's Linda Ruddy, who is the promotion director for the Toronto Sun. And you gave me a beautiful picture, except for my picture. That's where you ruined it with my... That's a terrible... Where did you get that picture of me?
It's gorgeous.
No, I look like...
I think it was taken in
1963. Basically, I'm a Robert Redford lookalike, but I don't know where they got this picture.
Well, Jay, you've been a great man to share the mornings with. I'm going to miss you, I know that. And I just want to wish you all the best luck for your future career, whatever that may be.
I thought welding would be good. You know? I keep going back on welding because all you have to do is hit a spot, and I've been hitting the spot for years.
Great.
The spot is up the street at Yonge and St. Clair. I don't know what they call it. I can't remember the bartender's name. But anyway, thank you, Linda, for a great... that's really...
Well, our pleasure.
Really,
we're
thank
miss you.
You. I think I'll kiss you and throw you on the floor. Get McAdory in here. He's an expert.
If you've got the desire and discipline for a university education, but you're having a tough time facing the financial crunch, we may be your answer. We're the Canadian Forces, and through our regular officer training plan, you can have your tuition paid for, your books paid for, be paid a reasonable monthly salary while you study, and step into a great paying job when you get your degree.
Okay, you can contact the Canadian Forces Recruiting Center at 4900 Yonge Street, or you can call 224-4015. Now, if you don't call, they send a guy around who is ex-Luftwaffe who will beat the... Oh,
there's not much time till Christmas. So if you don't have everything you need to make it December's finest day, drop into Cumberland Terrace now. Even this close to Christmas, Cumberland Terrace has over 60 stores full of beautiful gifts. And of course, the shop owners will be more than glad to help you pick the perfect gifts. Cumberland Terrace, on the northwest corner of Yonge and Bloor, now with direct tunnel access from the Yonge-Bloor subway. Cumberland Terrace, the nicest way from Yonge to Bay.
Cumberland Terrace closes tonight at 6 so the whole party can go and party. You know
Columbia
what I mean?
Pictures presents Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, together again. In Stir Crazy, only these two guys could dress up like woodpeckers and get framed for robbing a bank.
Hello.
It's Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, doing time and going stir crazy.
That's now showing at the Varsity and a Canadian Odeon Theater near you.
Jay, I don't think I'll ever forget those mornings we shared together. I don't think people can fully appreciate the magnitude of your male appeal. They'll soon find out for themselves when your face emerges into the public on television. I mean, after almost 20 years on radio, without being able to see your face, I know the public at large is just dying to know what Jay Nelson really looks like. Well, I know from up close. And believe me, you're the most handsome, dynamic, incredible, sexy, diverse, talented individual I have ever met. What other lies can I come up with?
Ten 50 Chubba, 9:32, Magic Man at Heart. Winter storm warning in effect. Snow today, ending this afternoon up to 3.5 inches. And Mike Holland, hello.
Buddy, possibility of 3.5 inches, maybe a little bit more snow there too. I'll tell you, Jay.
Hey, what's happening, guy? Hey, can we talk like disc jockeys?
Hey, when you and I are together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really, that's
an
art.
Okay, we'll talk like this, everybody.
Okay.
You know?
Hey, what's happening?
I have those old days. You know what I thought I'd do, Jay? Like, I wasn't able to make it in, you know, because I'm leaving town in a couple minutes.
Yeah, sure. A likely story. You're all freaked out on drugs.
Like I'm flying away, you know, like far away.
Yeah, man, I can understand. I can dig it. I know where your space is at, man.
Oh, I'm glad you're with me. Like,
hey,
man,
are you kidding?
You know what I mean?
I can feel the vibes. Hey.
All I reflect back to, you and I at the ball games. Who were the true stars of the Chum Ordinary Superstars ball games?
Third base will never be the same.
And first base, vice versa.
Well, thing. Roy Hall left, so I'm leaving.
And when you and I, when we'd hop on the bus, you know, on the way home?
Yeah, you got it. We made up songs. Can we
exactly.
do it?
Exactly. We whipped out the guitar, did we not?
You want to do a song now?
I want you to sing along with me.
Okay, you
do
go.
This.
You go ahead.
Shoo-doop-doo-be-doo. Shoo-doop-doo-be-doo. Come in anytime you want.
Okay.
Shoo-doop-doo-be-doo.
Shoo-doop-doo.
In the still. Shoo-doop. That's your part. Go.
Mike?
In the still.
Mike?
Hello. Testing.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. Okay, we're going to be on the air in a few seconds, so if you want to pick it up, okay?
Oh.
You were not on the air now. We thought we'd rehearse you because, quite frankly, you've been in the business, you're a bad act.
Okay? Doobie-doo.
Mike, thank you. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks.
That's really. It's nice to hear tributes from your fellow coworkers who come on and do shoob-dop, doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
Most fellow workers. I like to sing some of the songs you did in the bus now.
Let's do Mother-in-Law.
I'd love to. Oh. She asked me, what's my name?
Mother-in-law.
Jay, we're going to miss you.
Hey, I'll miss you, Mike.
I'm resigning from the ball team because you're leaving.
I'll miss the bus trips with the baseball team.
They were fun. And the pools. The parties at the pools after the ball games.
Ixnay, Clyde.
Where we had no clothes
Ixnay,
on.
Ixnay, Clyde. Cool it, okay?
Those were fun. They were.
Ixnay, Clyde. The OPP probably got us tuned in.
We're unusual there.
Stupid. Ixnay, okay?
You got bye-bye, it? Jay.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Mike Holland, ladies and gentlemen. And now you're Barbara. Barbara, you have to talk into our microphone as well as your own.
Okay.
Okay.
Same time.
Okay.
Jay, let's reminisce
Barbara
a bit.
Laskin from City TV.
Jay, reminisce a bit. What were some of the most memorable times?
Last night at your place.
Come on, the people out there are going to believe that. Let's get serious.
I'm very serious. Oh, yeah. How about tonight at your place?
Let's go back in the early 60s. Some of those Beatle memories were big memories for you.
Yeah, 1964 was the first time I met the Beatles. That was at Maple Leaf Gardens. It was in March. Yeah.
Was that one of the first really memorable big things that you did?
Yeah, what did you do with your makeup this morning? You really screwed it up. You know, your eyes are really not coming out like they should. Go ahead. What was that? Yeah, that was a memorable time because I had never experienced anything like that in my life. There was such a flush. You know, you walked on stage and everybody roared, you know. Then I went back and got the trousers on, and then I went back and they were normal. But no, seriously, folks, no, it was a rush.
Any other times that you can remember? I mean, there must have been a lot of times in those years that really come back to you.
Great time. I worked with Tom Jones at Maple Leaf Gardens, and Gladys Knight and the Pips, Norm Crosby, and Count Basie flew in and directed the orchestra. He was in the pit, and I went out on stage and said something like, boy, it's really nice. It's really wonderful to have a winner in Maple Leaf Gardens for a change. And 5 minutes later, Jim Gregory came pounding at my door in the dressing room. He was quite upset.
He was
very upset about that, yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of memories, you know, and a lot of bar tabs have gone down. But, no, it's been interesting because you never get a chance to go out at night. You know, people say, how come you didn't come to the party last night? You know, because you got to get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Work.
So now, look out. Now they're cutting back on parties just when I'm ready. You know, and that's the story of my life, you know.
Will you miss all this, do you think?
Not talking to you, I won't.
It's nice to go on to something new.
I don't think I'll miss it in a way. I'm going to miss my crew. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss my crew. The only other experience I had like this was when I was in the U.S. Air Force, and I went from flying the line, is what they called it at the time, when you're flying the line with a crew, and I went to be assistant wing operations officer and flew special air missions, and you left your crew. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm leaving the crew. I'm staying with Chum, but I'm leaving the crew. And, you know, Dick and the whole gang out there, you know, we just love each other, you know. We have dances every Wednesday night, and it's really neat. No, but we are a crew. We're a team. That's what I'll miss. Everybody misses a team.
Right. Well, I'm sure you'll find a new one wherever you go.
I find a team anywhere. As a matter of fact, on Halloween, I think it was the St. Charles.
Was that you outside that tavern?
I was in the, a lot of people think Craig Russell is Craig Russell. He's not. No, seriously, I'm going to miss the guys. You know, we miss that kind of stuff. Well, I'll enjoy getting up to breakfast and doing a normal thing, like emptying the litter box for the cats, stuff like that. And my lady is an airline stewardess, and she goes in, you know, she's on different hours and everything else, and stuff like that. And so we have a neat relationship. Like, she's leaving for Los Angeles at 6, and I'm getting up for work at 5. It's kind of nice, you know.
Well, Jay, best of luck to you.
Yeah, Barbara, would you do me one favor?
Oh, no.
No, really. Would you do me one favor?
Okay.
Okay. Just take your hand off my knee, okay? Please, I know.
Cold 45 beer. Cold 45 beer right here. Now you tell me, isn't it the kind of beer that goes with what's going on here? Cold 45. Great tasting beer we got here. Cold 45. Great tasting beer we got here.
Pitiful earthling. I, Ming the Merciless, Emperor of Mongo, am going to obliterate your planet. And I can do it as easily as this. Who can save you now?
Us! You save every one of us!
Flash Gordon, coming to the rescue. Music by Queen.
That's now showing at the Highland and a Canadian Odeon Theater near you.
Sweaters for Sandy, blue jeans for Sue, a shirt for Amanda, boots for Lou, cords for Michael, denims for Paul, to all from Thrifties, from Thrifties to all in the spirit of Thrifties, the spirit of Thrifties.
The spirit of Thrifties is Christmas gifts that fit to a T. Like Thrifties denims for men and Côte d'Azur trouser leg denims for women at only $19.95. It's gifts they'll love at prices that make the giving easy. Get into the spirit of Thrifties this Christmas.
Beneath the tree, a gift from Thrifties fits you to a T.
Come on, Cuddle Cakes, one more time for Daddy. You can do it, Pumpkin.
I don't think she wants to do it, honey.
Daddy has his camera now. She'll do it, won't you, baby?
Has Daddy got film in his camera?
I've got Fujicolor this time. I don't want to take any chances. Come on, Pumpkin, look.
When every picture counts, ensure the best results with Fujifilm.
There, she did it, honey.
I got it.
Fuji,
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 Fuji, Fuji,
and now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. You're probably thinking this is Lee Iacocca. Hello, this is Harold Brilli, Captain and President of Air Herald. Yes, Jay did it his way. Up until today, me and Jay had a lot in common. We both woke up in the morning. But I think Jay will someday get back into radio. Because the other day when I asked Jay if he wanted to work for Air Herald, he said, "No thanks, Herald. I know I wouldn't last long doing that." Yes, Jay is a great man. I'll never forget when he told me, "Herald, you could be anything you want. If only you had a mind of your own." That is why I am sorry to see Jay go. Everyone says Jay is quick with a line. And I believe it. Once when a man fell out of my plane, Jay was there to throw him a line. That man must have been so happy. He died laughing.
Fly Air Herald. We wing it.
Say that you love me.
Say you love me.
I would like like to thank the people at the staff of International Wall Covering. I mean, I got those are neat listeners out in Bramalea, International Wall Covering. Thank you very much for your telex. We got that this morning. It's 9:46. We have a winter storm warning in effect, and I'm going right downhill. How many times? Well, you got 15 minutes left, huh? Okay. Well, Jeannie Becker is here, the lovely and talented. Should we tell them about our secret? No.
Better not tell them about that.
No, don't talk about that. We'll save that for the movie, yeah, which I'm shooting starting at 10 o'clock. But seriously, Jeannie, thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
You look as gorgeous as you do on TV.
You're such a doll.
Hey.
And thanks. Everyone's telling
closer
their...
to the mic. Put that out over the air.
Everybody's telling their Jay Nelson stories, you know, and I've been listening to the radio all morning thinking, now, what Jay Nelson stories do I have that are fit to
tell that Jay Nelson story. That could cause a lot of problems in, a number of areas, especially medical circles.
All I can say is that you know how to make people feel like $1 million.
Do I?
I mean, you really do. I remember the time when I was sort of a new kid at Chum, you know, and I thought you were like
and I told
the
you
big
I could,
star.
I could. I told you I could make
star.
You a star. Remember that? Yes, I remember the
and
auditions.
You needed someone to go to the ballet with, and you
that's
asked
right.
me
I took
to go
you
to
the
ballet because you thought I was so cultured and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you were a schlepper.
And you picked me up in
such
a limo.
Schlepper. In a limo, that's right, yeah.
Really?
Boy, this is going to be a big trouble at the lawyer's office Monday. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, we did the limo trip and everything. Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, I tried to impress you, you know, and you said thanks and left. You know, I thought, boy, for sure, you pick her up in a limo, this is going to really happen. No, wrong. No, downhill.
Well, you've certainly helped Vanessa me Harwood. Out of bed
Vanessa,
many times.
What was that?
You've certainly helped me out of bed many times.
Let's get out of here right now.
I'm so happy about
that. Fade to black. I'm sorry.
My wish has finally come true.
What's that?
You know, to be a sunshine girl.
Oh, sure.
Really?
Okay, then what day are you going to be in the Toronto Sun?
On Saturday, December 27th.
Sure.
But Norm Betts said I would.
The Sun doesn't publish on Saturday, dear.
It's a special Boxing Day issue.
A special issue, eh? Now, what did you say the photographer's name was?
Norm Betts.
Well, he can bet he's going to hear from your father.
But Norm has already taken the picture.
Oh, no. Oh, my poor baby. Oh,
Mom, you're going to like the Saturday Boxing Day issue of The Sun.
Okay, Miss Sunshine, how do I get my hands on it?
Well, since we already get the Sunday Sun delivered, there'll be a free copy sitting on our doorstep early Saturday morning. It'll be a regular Sun filled with all sorts of great Boxing Day sales.
Did you say free?
That's right. Sunday Sun subscribers will get the Boxing Day issue absolutely free. Or you can buy it where you usually get the Sun.
Well, I don't know what your father is going to think about this, dear.
I can tell you right now, Kathy's father says it's okay. The Boxing Day issue of The Sun is available at this Saturday, where you usually get the little paper that grew.
How to survive the holiday season.
How's that?
Lesson 4, how to avoid drivers who are trying to avoid police spot checks.
How's that?
Holiday season parking lots are full of door
tenders.
To avoid, we suggest the TTC. TTC also helps you avoid snowy, slippery driving conditions. And if you have a MetroPass, you get all the extra trips you make at no extra charge. TTC, during the holiday season especially, the better way.
Hi, Jay, this is Donnie Burns. It was a pleasure working with you when we did for that brief time. And what do you say to a man who's probably said it all, at least once, in the past 18 years? I wish you all the very best. And I do sincerely hope that for both of us, that in 1981, we don't get what we really deserve. All the best, Jay.
Morning, Jay. This is Sandy Hoyt from CHFI. Well, the morning air won't be quite as fresh tomorrow because you won't be here. I just want to take a few seconds to wish you health, happiness, prosperity. May you love and may you laugh with someone else who loves to laugh. Good luck to you, Jay.
You say yes.
10:50 chime. 9:53 with Jay Nelson. The last 7 minutes. Over the past 17 years and 24 days, I've had the pleasure of doing a lot of things on the radio station. And if it wasn't for the Chum management, I wouldn't have been allowed to do this because it was a new era in radio. Back then we did it. It was a thing called Hello Toronto. And a lot of people said, when are you ever going to do that again? Well, this morning we'll give you a taste. It's kind of a teaser. And we'll let you hear one of the things we did way back when.
Who's your friend?
You. Where you still got us.
have you been?
I've been away. How are you?
Just fine.
Who are you calling?
Who am I calling?
Yes.
I just picked up the phone to dial.
Well, who did you want to speak to?
How come you're home today?
How come I'm home?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Well, I asked the men all at work. We like to get the men off to work in the morning. So we can get the work done. You know how hard we're working now.
Who is it you'd like to speak to?
Well, I don't want to speak to anybody. I just picked my phone up to dial a number.
Well, what number are you calling?
Well, you're not very fussy when you wouldn't speak to, when you'll speak to anybody.
Look, I just picked up my phone. I want to call a meat market.
Your meat market?
My meat market, where I get my meat, yeah.
Well, haven't you got any meat for dinner? I got my chicken nearly all dressed.
Well, what are you doing on my line?
You call the operator.
We were here first, remember?
You were where first?
Pardon?
Have I ever cut in on you before?
Oh, no, because you're a very nice-mannered person.
Remember, you hang up. This is my phone.
Dial O.
Have you had a drink?
Have I had a drink?
Yeah. Huh?
A drink of what? Coffee? Water? What?
Water.
Look, I picked up my telephone. Put yourself in my place.
All right, now wait a minute. I didn't get that. You picked up your telephone.
I picked up my telephone.
Yeah, I got that. Now go slowly with me.
I dialed two numbers.
Two numbers.
And now you're on my phone.
Well, I don't know. Where did I feel my phone?
Look.
Feel my phone? I'm on my phone.
Look, would you just hang up? You're on my line, okay?
Well, how about you being on my line?
No, you're on my line.
We're elderly ladies. You wouldn't ask us to hang up. This is our intermission.
Look, I don't care if you're 20 years old. Would you just get off my line? I want to use my phone.
Now you're getting saucy with a couple of nice girls.
Well, I thought you said you're old ladies.
Well, we are ladies. We thought.
Listen, you wouldn't believe it if I told you who I was anyway.
Oh, yes, we would.
No, you wouldn't.
Who are you?
Yes, we would. We'd write it down. We'd ask our husbands if he'd heard of you.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You ever listen to the radio?
No.
Okay. How about you,
then? Yes, I do. Sure.
Did you ever hear Jungle Jay?
Yeah.
Well, that's who I am.
Well, how do you do?
How are you?
How about that, eh?
Well, how did I get you two?
I don't know.
Did you just want one? I say, if you're jungled up most of the time, you ought to be used to it. We got a good sense of humor, eh?
Oh, you got a wonderful sense of humor.
Oh, we're nice girls.
Well, what's your names?
Don't know how thrilled we are meeting you.
Well, how did I ever get you two on the phone?
I don't know, but what's that?
You mean, how did you ever get such a nice two?
Yeah, but you're on my line.
But we're on our own also.
I think I heard you say that before.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. You want to hear something funny? I did do this before as a call, but today I actually did dial two numbers, and I picked it up, and I hear this conversation. I heard you two, and you said our friend's back with
us. Did it sound good?
Oh, well, I don't want to go into it right now. Could we possibly use this on the air?
Oh, terrific. Yeah. Honest?
Yeah.
Let's say some more, huh, shall we?
No, don't say any more.
They've given me some space here to say goodbye. It's not goodbye, actually. It's thank you. That's what it is. Thank you for 17 years and 24 days of, I think somebody said it before me, busting my buns or something like that. It hasn't really. It's been fun, and I have enjoyed it. And I'll see you all on television. And I'll be still working for the Chum Group. And you've been just a great audience. I don't know about you, but this Christmas Eve is going to be very special for me because I'm receiving a gift, and the gift is getting up at a reasonable time. But the other thing is not being able to get you up at a reasonable time. I just want to say thank you and goodbye. It's been 17 years and 24 days. Absolute fun.